Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Smokers need not apply. That's the message one private employer in Massachusetts will soon be sending to job seekers next year. There's already a ban on hiring smokers as police officers or firefighters in Massachusetts. Now, as the first private employer to implement such a ban, the Massachusetts Hospital Association is hoping to serve as a model to get other employers more involved in worker health. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has the story.
For Lynn Nicholas, president and CEO of the Massachusetts Hospital Association, this is personal.
I have lost my own father and many, many of my beloved relatives to smoke and secondhand smoke.
Nicholas says refusing to hire employees who use tobacco of any kind is an extension of the association's no smoking policy in and around its offices.
We're basically saying this is not an environment that we want in the future, and so we're not going to add individuals who use tobacco to our workforce.
Nicholas hopes to become a model for hospitals in her association and other employers. She may be standing alone for a while.
It sounds like a well-intentioned idea, but it may be the post-Halloween in me. I find it a little bit scary.
Andrew Tarsi, director of the Progressive Business Leaders Network in Massachusetts, says pulling smokers out of the job pool could mean employers don't get the most qualified applicants or unwittingly screen out members of some socioeconomic groups. Most employers, says Tarsi, are also wary of intervening in employees' personal choices.
A lot of employers would question whether this is a slippery slope. Will the next set of screens be about whether they drink or what their diet is, other lifestyle choices? And where does that end?
The Hospital Association says it has no plans to restrict hiring based on any other criteria. Police and fire departments across the state stopped hiring smokers in 1997 as part of a pension system overhaul. But a ban on hiring or firing smokers would be illegal in 29 states and the District of Columbia, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. That's one reason the practice has not become more common, says Leonard Santacola, with World at Work, a nonprofit human resources research group.
It's still not considered to be a growing trend. The companies that I've seen that have done it have been mostly in the healthcare arena. Most employers do wellness initiatives that are more of the carrot than the stick approach to try to get people to change their behaviors.
The Massachusetts Hospital Association does offer smoking cessation programs for current employees. It does not plan to check up on the off-duty behavior of new hires. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.